This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Welcome back to The Fan. Lori Rubenson here with you. Yankees and Mets both lose on Sunday. Both teams about to embark on a tough stretch. The Yankees, 4 series, 12 games against good teams. That has not been their strength this season. The Mets about to start a 10-game road trip against good teams. And what does that mean for them and their pitching? To talk about the Mets and the Yankees, we bring in David Lennon from Newsday, covers baseball columnist for New York, both the Yankees and the Mets. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Lori. I guess that Ramones intro was for Mets fans after dropping 3 out of 4 to the Marlins this weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. you know what? Okay, we'll start with, I have some Yankee questions, but we're going to start with the Mets. And I know that's where you were today. Mm-hmm. And the pitching. And I want to start right away with Kodai Senga. I know you were also part of asking him questions after the game.
Sure.
So, Senga, it's now 8 starts off the IL, and a couple have been okay, but most of them, he's been bad, he's struggled, he has not given length, and he's put the Mets in a hole, often giving up, you know, 4 runs, and, you know, and making it difficult for the team to win on days he starts. And what did you, well, I found his comments after the game interesting, and Carlos Mendoza's. Let's start with Senga. What did you see from him today on the mound? Let's start there.
Well, I mean, it was typical. You mentioned his past 8 starts since coming off the IL. Just counting today, I think it's 9, and he has close to a 6 ERA. I think it's 5.90, and his whip, I think, is about 1.68. So these are not good numbers by any stretch, and it was kind of emblematic of what we saw from him again today, just extremely inconsistent. I mean, there are times like today when you saw what made him a very good pitcher. He would get ahead in counts. You know, he would use his ghost fork at the kind of devastating effect and get some strikeouts with it. He struck out 6 today, but too often he would fall behind in counts. He had trouble throwing strikes, and as a result, he wound up you know, as Carlos Mendoza said, being, quote, non-competitive in the strike zone. And I think out of the 11 balls or so put in play that I was counting, you know, I think more than half were hit over 100 miles an hour. I mean, they were hitting them extremely hard. And you can't be both. You know, he has to cut down on the hard contact. Walks have been a problem for him. And, you know, you're putting the team in a 5-0 hole after four innings, and that keeps happening, and it can't happen. It's been a problem for the Mets with the rotation for a while now, and since Senga's come off the IL, he's been the Mets' worst pitcher during that stretch. So in a game or survivor with the rotation, he seems to be losing that right now.
Mets manager Carlos Mendoza talked after the game that Senga seems to be struggling with his lower body, with some of the mechanics in his lower body. And then Senga himself, I think you all were asking him about that, and he was agreeing that that is something he's struggling with. Listening to him talk, I was struck by... He talked first about how he was trying to deceive hitters so they'd be surprised by what he was throwing. And in the way he was talking, I heard and saw a pitcher who did not seem confident in his stuff. Carlos Mendoza was calling it non-competitive in the strike zone. I got the sense from Kodai Senga that some of falling behind is a pitcher who does not want to throw strikes over the plate, wants to get ahead so you'll swing at pitches out of the zone with a ghost fork, but is afraid, to your point on the 100-mile-an-hour contact, is almost afraid to throw strikes that his stuff is not good enough. That's what I saw and heard.
Yeah, I mean, I got the same sense. You tend to think that it is a confidence issue. I mean, I know we asked him today about his mechanics and his health. And he said he's healthy. There's nothing wrong with him physically. Mechanically, he keeps talking about trying to get things right and enabling him to throw the pitches like he wants to throw them. But you're right. And the comments afterwards suggested, you know, less of a mechanical issue and more of a mental issue, just not really having confidence because he struggled for so long. And I even asked him, you know, you've been a successful pitcher for so long. What's your mindset now that you can't seem to get it right? And he's like, yeah, I've never really had a stretch like this before. Yep. And it's frustrating. You know, I can't figure things out. And that's the worrisome part, because it's not two or three starts. It's not four or five. You know, we're up to nine now, and he still can't figure it out. Each start just mirrors the problems of the previous one. So I think Mendoza kind of expressed this, that he's wondering if they can fix him as hard as they are trying to. And with the way Senga has been pitching from a mental standpoint, you know, can he be fixed? If he can't get that success that he can really, you know, get that confidence back, you know, will it happen? And I think that's the question the Mets are asking themselves now. And the next step, and again, Mendoza alluded to this too, is if this becomes a case where, well, we're going to have to move him to the bullpen to try to work this stuff out, because he can't keep trying to work it out on the mound and keep costing us like he did today.
So as you think about potentially, well, let's even do that, as he himself said, I'm working my tail off to get back to that, you know, the way he's used to pitching. He mm-hmm. said, if I'm able to do it, you know, great. But he said, and if I'm not able to get where I need to be, there's no spot for me to pitch. Right. So he even was alluding to, I have to fix this or I don't have my spot in the rotation. What I wonder about is if the Mets did want to somehow, you know, you mentioned him going to the bullpen, he's saying he's healthy. But when he says lower body and there's something wrong and something wrong with his mechanics, this is a guy who last season, when his mechanics were not right for much of the season, he didn't come off the injured list because he's such a stickler for those mechanics, and there is that fear of, well, will he get injured if it's not exactly right? So I just wonder, is there a scenario with him where somehow he ends up because of this lower body doesn't feel right? Is that enough potentially for the Mets to be able to, with him, get him on the injured list and work through it for the next 2 weeks on the injured list?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's certainly possible if he is, in fact, hurt. I mean, you know, the Mets got in trouble for this sort of thing a couple of years ago.
Yep.
They can't just kind of make up injuries out of thin air. You know, this stuff does happen across the league. Obviously, people do, you know, somehow wind up hurt when maybe there isn't something there. But in his case, I wonder. I mean, when he says he's not right in his lower half, you know, that could be balance-wise. It could be mechanically. It could be a lot of different things. It could be a physical issue that he just hasn't, you know, they haven't, that hasn't come to light, or they haven't really admitted to that he's tried to pitch through. So anything's possible. And I do think they are leaning in a direction where they have to take him out of the rotation. They know what he can do when he's, you know, physically and mentally right. I mean, before he hurt his hamstring,
he had a
sub 2 ERA.
Right.
So, but, you know, can he be that pitcher again? Right now, it doesn't look that way. And the more Mendoza talks about having to get him right, there's only a month left in the season. You know, the Mets are trying to hold off the Reds here. Catching the Phillies seems to be a little bit of a fading dream at this point. So the clock's running out. You know, they don't have a lot of time to mess around with this. They have plenty of other pitchers. Not a lot of them are pitching that great. I mean, they're going with a six-man rotation right now. Part of that was to give Senga the extra day. You know, they can go back down to five if they want, or, you know, they can insert somebody else into rotation, say somebody like a Brandon Sprout, who's pitched, who's coming off a great start on Saturday night and has pitched really well. So they do have other options if they decide to take him out. And I'd be surprised at this point if they don't go that route.
Would you anticipate then that they would, you know, looking at the state of this rotation, and I was reading off some of the numbers earlier, but other than Nolan McClain, it's obviously made three starts in the month of August, has been terrific. Jonathan, the one start and pitch well, but everyone else has an ERA, the best of them is Clay Holmes, so you worry about him hitting that wall, and also he could be useful in the bullpen with his track record. I think his ERA in August was 4.32. Everybody else is like north of six on the ERA for August of their starters. So do you expect them to call up Brandon Sproat, you know, throws 99 miles an hour and keep trying to lob these prospects into the rotation and see, you know, at this point, is David Stearns' pitching plan for the season at this point is, you know, break the seal in case of emergency?
Yeah, I mean, they've had great success so far with the two guys they brought up. I know with Jonah Tong, it's only been one start, but he certainly, you know, excelled at AAA, and they brought him up here feeling like he can handle it. And he did pitch well on Friday. Nolan McClain has been a revelation. I mean, he's been fantastic. I mean, he's done pretty much a Greg Maddux, and not to put too much pressure on him, but he's done a Greg Maddux impression, you know, since he's been up here, not only with great stuff, but very efficient, getting deep into games, everything you could want in a starting pitcher, and everything that the Mets haven't had pretty much all season long. So if you go beyond that, you know, the Peterson start yesterday was disturbing. In the Mets case, they're hoping that was only kind of an isolated incident, but his innings are way up there. You know, could that be a problem for him? Possibly. I think if you put somebody like Sproat in the mix, you can get in a situation where, you know, a number of their starters, and I bring up Manaea as an example, that have pitched pretty well through those first four innings or so.
Right.
You know, Manaea's run into trouble once he, you know, gets into the fifth or into the sixth. I mean, can you start having pitchers here that you can kind of piggyback with, you know, that they've been successful for those four into a fifth inning, that maybe you can split games to some degree with these guys, because the problem has been getting length. They've run into their trouble as they've tried to get deeper into games. So I think that's an option. I think everything has to be on the table. They just don't have a very stable rotation, obviously, aside from McLean, what he's shown, who's looked like the game one starter of a wild card series at this point. There's a little ways to go, but he's certainly shown that to this point. So, yeah, Laurie, I really think that everything is on the table. You know, this is not a case where, you know, they can look at, well, this guy's pitched well enough to be the number two starter, this guy's pitched well enough to be number three, yada, yada, yada. They have to look at everybody, what they've been able to contribute, and see how they can use the staff to slot in as best as possible. And that's what I think we're going to have to see over this next month.
Are you surprised that the Phillies were the ones who went out there? Walker Buehler was cut by the Red Sox. Obviously, he has a track record of success with the Dodgers. Then he got injured. Then he didn't pitch as well. But he did have success in the World Series against the Yankees and struggled this season with the Red Sox. They cut him to bring up a prospect. And now the Phillies are the ones who are signing him and giving him a shot, and he'll be playoff postseason eligible because they signed him today. Are you surprised it was the Phillies who are taking a chance on Walker Buehler and not the Mets?
Well, I mean, they obviously took a huge hit depth-wise when Buehler went down. This is not an opportunity to substitute for Buehler. Clearly, Buehler's been terrible. But yeah, I was. I mean, we saw that today. That was surprising talking about it out at Citi Field, that they were the ones that did it. So, you know, they took a flyer on him. They'll see how this works out for them over the next month. You know, do I see him fitting into a playoff roster? I mean, not the way that he's pitched to this point, unless they've seen something in him that they feel like they can fix, or he can be a guy that can maybe help them out of the bullpen in a longer role. But immediately from what we've seen from Walker Buehler, it's hard to imagine that, you know, unless, again, like I mentioned, that they've seen something from him that they feel like they can make useful again, because otherwise, you know, it doesn't really seem like a perfect fit from people looking at it from the outside.
Talking to Dave Lennon from Newsday on the Mets and the Yankees, and Dave, as we look towards the Yankees now, Aaron Judge ties Yogi Berra today, fifth all-time in career home runs as a Yankee. It's a Mount Everest of all-time greats that he joins. Can you put that into perspective?
I mean, it's crazy that he's starting to crack, you know, the Yankee legends at this point. I mean, catching up to Yogi Berra, it's huge. I mean, from a historical standpoint, you know, next up, I think, for him is DiMaggio.
Yeah,
right?
DiMaggio,
he's only about three. He's only three away, though,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, this season,
right?
Yeah. So he's at 358. DiMaggio's at 361. He'll pass DiMaggio and end up in fourth place all alone before the season ends.
Yeah, I mean, you're starting to get into the Mount Rushmore of Yankee greats here. I mean, after that, I think it's Gehrig.
Gehrig, Mantle, and Ruth.
Yeah, so, I mean, what are we talking about here, you know? I mean, it's a little bit of a bigger jump to get to Gehrig. He has a little ways to go for that. And Ruth, of course, he has another 300, I think, to get to. So, you know, I was just thinking, you know, is Ruth in range? I mean, Judge is 33. You know, you're talking about a guy that, you know, has averaged at least recently in the 40s home run wise. It's going to be close based on health and everything. Is it out of the question? I don't think so. But you would have to stay healthy. And as Judge gets older, that's become more of a challenge. So I think he would really have to stack on some pretty huge seasons along the way to get there.
I think Mantle and 536 could be in range. I mean, he obviously, even for that though, you know, point, if he's, you know, at 33, if he, you know, plays 7 years and he, you know, starts to go down a little bit as he ages or whatever. But I can see adding the couple hundred home runs or so that get you to pass Mantle. That feels within reach. Ruth, to stay that healthy, that long, and that productive out of a superhuman-seeming body, but that is that big a human to stay healthy for that long, just that seems hard.
That's the part that's going to hurt him. Yeah, I mean, he can maybe stack up some quick, you know, do a couple more 50 homer seasons.
He needs those. You got to hit those 50s. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have to really get the 50s early on to start getting some momentum there. But, I mean, just to talk about it, you know, that we can watch a player do this. You know, we certainly didn't see Ruth. I didn't see Mantle.
Yep.
I think, yeah. So, I mean, I think that once you start talking about those names and we've actually got to watch this player from his very beginning, you know, he's those guys to our generation,
right.
which is really something. And I think that's the big part of it, right? I mean, just to put him on par with those type of names really gives us, you know, the next greatest Yankee. And we were lucky enough to be around to see him on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's true. For a while, you know, we've always had that conversation with Old Timers Day with the Yankees for years, and it was always that phrase of, oh, who's the greatest living Yankee? And for years it was, you know, Yogi Berra and whatever, but there was always that, like, that phrase. First it was DiMaggio and whatever, but that greatest living Yankee, like, who is it? And, yeah, you know, fast forward to a point where Aaron Judge is retired, and for a long time, you know, no offense to Jeter and others. Now, the interesting thing will be for Yankee fans, that debate of what have you done for me in the postseason? And if he doesn't start to, you know, to get those rings, that Yankee fans will say, well, you can't be the greatest living Yankee if, you know, we're talking about him tying Yogi Berra. And that's a record. We always, that's another interesting debate, but we talk about records that will never be broken. 10 World Series rings, I feel confident, will never be broken.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, you raised a good point with that, Laurie, just about how we, you know, relate or rank, you know, the great Yankees that we've seen. And we've seen a lot of them, you know, during their dynasty years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen a lot of great players go through and play for the Yankees, you know, the core four to their championships,
right.
Obviously. And you're right. That's really a piece of the puzzle that Judge needs. You know, he really needs that World Series ring. And I know you can't pin it on one player. You know, he's only one guy. No matter how great you are, you can't do it by yourself. And that's something to this point that's eluded him. You know, obviously what happened last year, we've talked about quite a bit with that infamous fifth inning and his role in that. So it's just something that if you're a Yankee and you're a Yankee great, you know, a World Series championship always has to be part of your resume. And that's something that, you know, Judge could be chasing a little bit. We'll see how things shake out this year. But that's something that, yeah, that the Judge doesn't take away from his individual greatness. But as far as being a Yankee, you know, that's a piece that you really kind of need to kind of complete the puzzle.
Yeah, we're talking legacy. For legacy, you need that,
sure,
with the Yankees. So last question. When I look at the Yankees, obviously a lot of this season, the storyline of the 2025 Yankees, they beat up on the bad teams like the Chicago White Sox, and they cannot beat the good teams, whether that's the Red Sox. And you look at this upcoming 12 games they have in front of them, 3 games against the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Red Sox. And those 12 games right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With the way the Yankees starting pitching has been going lately, and Luis Gil added back to the mix, how do you look at these next 12 games and the potential they have, the importance? How important are these games as we look to September and what kind of story the Yankees will write in October?
I mean, I think they're going to basically tell the story. You know, it's put up or shut up time for them as far as, you know, before we get to the playoffs anyway. This is going to be the moment that's going to reveal who the Yankees actually are. I mean, I'm sure you've had plenty of people call you up and debate, you know, they can't beat the good teams, you know, and other people will say they're still a good team that can go far in the playoffs, yada, 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 back and forth. Well, now we'll know because their record to this point has been terrible against the Tigers, the Astros, the Red Sox, the Blue Jays of the world. And that's indefensible. Those are facts. They haven't performed well against the teams that they could face on the way to try to get to the World Series. So now they have a chance to do it again. You know, they've heard the talk. They're well aware. We've asked the questions numerous times of them, you know, why they can't, you know, beat those teams. Now they have a chance to do it. So they can put an end to that conversation by, you know, reeling off some wins during the streak. And you mentioned their rotation. You know, Fried was much better the last time out. You know, Rodon has pitched better as of late. You know, Will Warren has been incredibly durable and has had his moments, but it's gone both ways. I mean, as good as he's been at times, he's also, you know, had some clunkers in there as well. And, you know, what else can you say about Cam Schlittler? I mean, Schlittler has been huge for them and really a guy that nobody saw coming. So he's really going to fit. He's really has to figure in to not only down the stretch here and what they're trying to do, but, you know, with their playoff rotation too, he's so unlike the other guys in that rotation with the velocity that he brings. So, yeah, I mean, this is the chance. If we want to believe in the Yankees as a true World Series contending team, and in the American League, I do believe they still are that, but they really have to go out and show it during the stretch. And it's, you know, incredibly convenient for them that this is lining up during this time that they'll have a chance to show their mettle. Because after that, you know, I don't doubt that they're going to get in the playoffs at
right.
this point. You know, they still have a great chance of finishing with the best record in the American League.
Yeah,
you know?
After that 12-game stretch that I said, you end up with Minnesota, who, you know, I mean, the Yankees can beat them in their sleep. Minnesota,
right.
Baltimore, the White Sox again, and then Baltimore. And that's it
right.
to finish up the season. So there's almost no way they're not going to make the postseason with that schedule to finish.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely making the playoffs. But, you know, for right now, I'm still saying if they If they can win the division. And I think they're only, what, maybe three games behind the Tigers at this point for the best record. So they're playing the Tigers, too. Mm-hmm. So they have opportunities here to not only win the – I mean, that would be something, right, after the hysteria that we've gone through.
that was the best record they finished. Would they wind up
with the best record in the American League. So they would have a chance to say – I told you so at that point, which, I'm sure Boone would have fun with that.
Right. So. All of us, everybody, you know, talk about, I'm not sure what we would have to eat, but it would be something like Aaron Boone would have the biggest S-eaten grin looking at all of us, and I do think, by the way, he would say, I told you so. And you know what? He would.
Hey. If they do that over this stretch, like you mentioned, over the Astros, Blue Jays, Tigers, and Red Sox, then they've earned it.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's see. And if they don't, then those questions will continue right up to the start of that wild card series when they host the Red Sox at Yankee Stadium, which should be a fun series, right?
Absolutely. So. Dave Lennon, always appreciate the baseball conversation. Great stuff. Writing for Newsday. Really appreciate the time. Catch up with you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.